Okay. 31 days until Purim. I'm going to give out 30 days for anyone who's in Chutzlaretz. Baruch Hashem, we have a schus to be in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. So we're going to be having it on the 15th. But for anyone who lives outside of Yerushalayim, 30 days until Purim. And we know the concept from, we learn from Pesach, right? Shlosh Yom Kon Machag. 30 days before the Chag, you start preparing. So the Maisa, we've been preparing already for the whole year for Purim. But now that we have... And we don't have to explain ourselves anymore. You never have to explain yourself. And now you have a chiyuv to be making Purim. So let's speak about Purim. And Baruch Hashem, Rav Matl Zilber is in Eretz Yisrael now, which is so givaldig. So let's learn a Torah from the Heilige Rebbe Rav Matl Zilber. So it's at the Sudas Purim in the Sefer Divrei Torah, page Lam Gimel, and it's from the year. No, year it's from. It's from the year Tuf Shin Samech Zayin. Okay, here we go. So you see, you have in front of you over here, Dalit. Yeah. So the title is Hachanas Ha'Eitz Ayidei Haman Garma LeMapalaso. Right, the preparation of the eitz that we know that Haman made for Mordechai is what killed Haman. What was Haman hanged on?
The tree.
The tree. So the tree that he prepared for Mordechai, he was actually hanged on it. So let's see what the Heilige Rebbe says. So the pasuk says in Esther Perek Vav Pasuk Dalit Asher Heichin Lo. Right, that he prepared for him. So Amr Chazan, the Gemara Megillah, says, don't read Asher Heichin, no, rather, Lo Heichin, that for himself he prepared it. Meaning what? That really, he prepared the tree to hang Mordechai on for himself, because he was hanged on it. Bitzarch Lahavin, Haloha Rishamim B'nei Olam Hazeh. Right, aren't Risham this world, they're just people of this world. Lo Olam, Eina Mistaklim Ela Al Mashu Achshav. They only look at what's right now. Umasha Erev Lahamata. And what's occurring to them now? V'zolim v'sovim kol yemehem ve'enem mistaklim kal al yomachar. And they never look to like what's going to be, right? We know like it says ezu chacham aros hanolad. A person who knows that olam haba is a metzias, right? But the old rishonim, all they care what is the pleasure of right now, right? Eat, drink, and be merry, right? Enjoy everything you have now. Their whole life is just chayisha, which means it's momentary. V'imkein, eich higia l'rasha hazeh mida zu shel hachana. So how did this rasha, potentially the greatest rasha ever, Haman, harasha, how did he get this mida of hachana? L'maisa, he was making something. So hachana is a preparation for what? What do you do hachana for? For something that's going to be, right? So how did Haman have any shaykhus hachana? Lahachin al yom achar, they prepared for what was going to be later. Halo zuhi mida hamuv hekes shel kedusha. Lahachin hakol al yom achar. Isn't this a mida of kedusha? That what you prepare? So how did Haman Harasha have any sheiches to preparation? It's a good question, no? V'ikar ha'achana hi b'yom hashishi hamechem l'shabbos. Like we actually learned from this past week's parsha, right? V'echinu es asher yaviu. So we know the ikar ha'achana is what? Is yom shishi for Shabbos Kodesh, Erev Shabbos. What it represents on, first of all, what's the time Mashiach called? You know, we say Rachaman, who is a Kenu. And what do we say before that on Shabbos? What do we end? Rachaman, who is Liyom. What's that talking about? It's talking about that is Mashiach called Yom Shkulo Shabbos. So really, when we say that here, we have Erev Shabbos, so that's in the 6 days of the week and then the seventh day. But Erev Shabbos also represents all of Gullus as Erev Shabbos. Right, until we get to that day of Mashiach, which is Shabbos. Right? That's what's really going on. So the Iker, so all the Shoresh, the root of all Achana, is the Achana for Shabbos. Shu lasi lovel olam haba, which is really talking about for olam haba. Vare, shakusha hi betukfa, eich magia etzel haman rasha inyan shal asher heichen no. So how did Haman have any sheiches to asher heichen no? Any sheiches to anything to do with preparation? Amnam imroim hachana itzal rasha sheperusho shemechin l'shabbos shezuhi ashor shalachana harehu begeder akum sheshavas. That anytime you see hachana by a rasha or by a goy, it's under the category of what? Akum sheshavas. So now there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that speaks about this. That what do you do if a goy keeps Shabbos? What does he do? Ah, v'din nifsak akum sheshavas chayv misa. Gemara Sanhedrin says what? A goy who keeps Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Rav Huttner has a beautiful Torah on this, and they name it because the Goyim don't have a concept called Shabbos. Right? They go out of the gather of, like, you know. So the Maisa, you see a Goy, you keep Shabbos, but they're Chayiv Misa. Ki kasher ha-rasha, so, I mean, now, if you just think about this, we're going to read more, but what do you see now? that a goy who keeps Shabbos means that he had hachana, which means he shaykh to Shabbos, chayv misa. So Haman, who did hachana, what happened to him? So let's see what the Rebbe says, right? When the Rasha goes to a level of called hachana, preparation, he goes to a place that's not shaykh to him, that he's not, that doesn't have a place there. Shehi madrega givoha yoser midai bishvilo. It's a madrega that's way above him. Kedimyon akum sheshavas. Like, for example, like a guy who keeps Shabbos. Shehasromim ledargas haShabbos, she givoha yoser midaso. That he goes into a place called Shabbos, which is way above what he can handle. Umemela chayv misa. What does it mean, chayv misa? Shekedushas haShabbos yam yisoso. The kedusha of Shabbos kills him. Why? Because he's not holding there. It's like, imagine a person goes up to the sun. I need a lot of light. I need to read my book. So I go up to the sun. What's going to happen to you? You're going to burn. Why? Because you can't go to such a holy place. Or such a high place. So to go, you keep Shabbos. It's actually a funny story. One time we had, my parents did us a favor. Like, it was after Shabbos. So we had like a housekeeper came just to help clean up the apartment after we had a baby. So I remember we had to be nice. Like give her like lunch or something like that. So I remember my wife was going to give her like leftovers from Shabbos. And like my wife told me, she said, "Oh, I'll give her like the meat from Shabbos." I was like, "You'll mamish kill her. She can't eat, she eats Shabbos food, she's gonna die." And it was like the funniest moment because like I was being so serious, and my wife was like dying of laughter. I was like, "I'm being totally serious. Like, you're gonna kill her. You know why? Because they can't handle the kedusha."
What did he do?
But I think it's gotta be more than that.
No, of course. That was just on like a joking level, but like kind of serious.
Did you give her Shabbos food?
Probably not. She's still alive.
You were muscles.
Vikach kasher mechin hu al yom machar halo beemes ein lo machar. So therefore, when the Rosh prepares for machar, there's no machar for him. Shabi yom shkula Shabbos halo kvar yimus. Why? Because he's already dead. Because he can't enter into that Shabbos. Va'karchacha kasher mechin hu le machar. When he prepares for tomorrow, es misaso hu mechin. What he's really preparing for is what? Is his death. Why? Because remember, he's not shaykh ta achana. Because they only live momentarily, but they don't have any machar. And if he prepares himself for machar, like the frum goyim, right? The frum galachim, the frum of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? What do? That they look like they're preparing for Olam Haba, right? All they're preparing for is what? Is their death. Is they're not going anywhere. Because the only chelik of a guy is what? Just this world. No shaykh is olam haba. According to what we're saying here. Meaning that they only live this world. They don't have a shaykh is olam haba. Yeah, that's not for our conversation now, because you're good at these conversations, but it's not for me right now. But maybe after we'll try to speak that out. But again, right here, what he's saying, I'll pee the hashkaf of it, is that the whole hashkaf of a guy is what? It's just chai olam hazeh. Right? Everything about the guy is that. Like all the pleasures, all the, right? Make all the money now. That's all that they have, because they're not shaykh olam haba. Now, sometimes you have a righteous Gentile. Okay, so something to speak about there. Good. Right there, yeah? Ubifrat, ha-machar shel ha-malik. Right, but dafka, there's an inyan of a machar of a malik. Shalav nemar, like it says in Parshas Balak, v'achriso ade oved. And what does it say about them? That the achris of a malik is what? V'achriso ade oved, that they're going to be lost. Exactly, they're going to be gone. Meaning the what? That they don't have an achris. Right? Which means that what? Shows you that the whole inyan is just that they have, like right now. But they don't have any machar. So that's why when you think of a malik, who do you think of?
Haman.
So what was Haman doing preparing? Right? Ukimo shekasuv machar anochi nitzav al rosh hageva. Like it says in this past week's parsha, before going to Melchamas Malik, what do we say? Machar anochi nitzav al rosh hageva. Tomorrow, right, we're going to go on to the top of the mountain. Why? Because machar is what destroys the malik, because they don't have a machar. V'chein b'David HaMelech, alav shalom, says, v'yikem David me'aneshef v'ara erev l'macharasam. Again, what do you see by David? L'macharas, that they have a sheikhas to macharas. Right? Amru Chazal, ki limud hu amalik lehareg lemachar. The way you kill amalik is how? Is lemachar. Kimiyad shemamshichim es hamachar. When you bring that idea of machar, which again, there's two different. We're not saying here that there's a bad machar and a good machar. A bad machar is that, you know what? Today I'm not going to start, but I'll start tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about. It's talking about that person. Obviously, we live now also, but we always live that what that everything is being mechin towards olam hab.
It's a chana of anything.
What?
It's a chana of anything. Like, or is it just talking about like in regards to Judaism if a non-Jew wants to do?
Anything really. The premium anything. Right? I mean, a guy's never looking to what's going to be. Right? And if they are, then a lot of times that's. I mean, that's not shaykh to the essence of a guy. Right?
Let's say for work, like, you know, okay, you have to prepare.
That's what I'm saying, for the essence of a guy.
So, oh my gosh.
Right? But exactly. What's that? That's Olam Hagashmi. In the Olam Hagashmi, they have that. But when it comes to like Hachana, which Olam Haruchni is, they're not shaykh to that. So the way you mevatel them is how. Once you go to a machar, then what? That's a vatal malik. Shehamachar harugoso. That the machar is what destroys them. Vimkain kasher hechin haman harash al machar. That once Haman was mechin, what happened? The meila lo hechin. Shehamachar harugoso. That the machar is dafka what killed him.
What was he looking forward to?
To hanging Mordechai.
But how was that?
Yeah, how was that?
Like, he prepared the tree.
Because he prepared.
No, but that's
what it's talking about. So, you have to take it out of what it's saying simply. Right? Take it, first of all, it's not that. There's much more to that. That dafka, see, this is what I'll teach them, very cool. There's pshat, but sometimes, like the chida says this. It says, a person only learns pshat, pshat simos is a tipish. Right? Is a fool. Mean that what we look to see, we see as Haman as some dummy. Haman was not dumb at all. Haman was an unbelievable mastermind. Haman knew what he was doing. You ever think about why he built it 50 amos high? He was tapping into Nunshari Tumah. Everything he did was Biruchnius. He was the biggest astrologer of all time, Arizal says. Gemara says it too. So everything you do, what we think, yeah, the Goyim also sometimes have think they tap into Ruchnius. But Dafka, when they get too involved in Ruchnius, that's Dafka what takes them down. When do you see that Paro became crazy? See, Paro started to become crazy when? When he saw in the astrologers that what? That the baby boy is going to be in the water. So what did he do? He took all of Mitzrayim and killed them. Killed all the baby boys. It's madness. So Haman, what messed up Haman was his astrology. Right? So you see here, when it's talking about that he prepared something, you think, oh, he prepared a tree. He prepared what? Nunshari Tumah. That's what he was doing. He was taking from the Svarim say that the tree was from the Teva of Noah. There's a lot going on here. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on here. So what we think is just physically, right?
I don't
buy a sweet. It's Midrashim. Right?
Teaches a lesson.
In a tree on the table?
No. He took from the wood and built wood out of it, right?
So how was that possible? What's the lesson from that?
Go look it up.
What's the lesson from it, though?
The lesson from what? From Tevas Noah? There's a lot with Noah. There's Dachlo Inyan Chain. Right, you see a lot of chen by Purim. Noach is also chen by Esther. Right, Noach. The whole Indian of Noach was
no, like in this specific circumstance, like not in general.
What?
They wouldn't just say midrash about this. For
there's
reason.
A lot to say. I don't have midrash in front of me. We'll look it up after us. Yeah. So dafka, because of the hachana of Haman, that he doesn't have sheiches that hachana, that's dafka what killed Haman. Okay. V'kasher matzinu shehigid Yosef leparo shetzrichin lehechin mazon b'sheva shenos hasovea letzorach shenos harav. So what do we see by Paro? That he was mechin. They prepared for 7 years. So also, Mitzrayim, how do they have sheiches ta'achana, right? Shemida zos miuchedes hi davka liYosef. Shukneged yom hashishi shemechin leShabbos. Right, davka, if you look, you've heard, look familiar with the Sfiros.
Yeah?
Good. No, good. That's exactly what it is. But there's basically, if so, oh, so good.
Was that funny?
Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, yeah? You ever look at what you say in the Sfiras Omer? Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach. Oh, so see, this is what I'm talking about. A person will also say, you just count days.
Yeah.
And then another person will say, every time you're counting the Midos and the Sfiras. What is that talking about? Oh, there's something much deeper. Right? So there's the concept of the seven Sfiras called what? Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. Right? For example, how many Ushpizas do we have?
Seven.
Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Yeah? No, we have seven that come on Sukkot, right? So it goes like this. Chesed corresponds to Avram. Gvura corresponds to Yitzchak. Tferes corresponds to Yaakov. Netzach corresponds to Moshe. Hod corresponds to Aaron. And the sixth one is Yesod, corresponds to Yosef. So Yosef is always considered the Indian of number six. As the Kishas of Bris, right? Dafka, and that's the Indian of Yosef, okay? So what do we say for about day six? What does day six represent? Which represents what? Achana. Achana. And that's why it's Shaykh to Yosef. Yeah? V'kach olam hazeh meichin olam hava. So to this world. She'olam hazeh mitzad shichom lefol bo toru mitzvos nirkerhu shnas ha-soveya l'gab olam hava. Right? Because in this world, what? It goes like this. This world you can fill up with a lot of Torah mitzvahs. Therefore it's called shnas ha-soveya. It's a time of what? Of plentiness. That what you can fill yourself up with Torah mitzvahs. Why? To be meichin for olam hava. Kevan she'olam hava i'efshar l'kayim Torah mitzvos she'lachin nikra shnas ha-rav. That's why it's called, in olam hava, it's called shnas ha-rav. Why? Because if you didn't prepare in this world, what's going to happen when you get up to olam hava? No. You're going to be dying of hunger. Right? So again, it wasn't Paro's Eitzah to do Hachana. Whose Eitzah was it from Mitzrayim to Hachana?
Yosef.
Why? Because it's the whole India of Yosef. So Yosef said, oh, you should prepare. Okay? Amnam, but here's the big question. Amnam, Hamitzrayim, Harshaim, Pogmi HaBris. Right? The whole India of Mitzrayim is what's called, it's called Erva Sa'aretz. Right? It's called the place of Erva. Place of immorality. The lowest place in the world is called Mitzrayim. Shechinu la'atzvam mitfu asam ashnas harav. Nirkava kol tfu asam. What happened? When they prepared everything, everything just dried out. Why? Kevan she'ein shaykh hachana l'rishayim. Because what? Because to Rishayim, there's no shaykh hachana. That's why they prepared. And what happened to all the stuff they prepared? It rotted right away. V'lachein higilahem Yosef she'yemolo v'satzmam. V'aydezeh yikablu eze shaykh hachana. Ever wonder why did all of Mitzrayim get a pierced milah? And that was the takana Yosef did. Everyone had to get bris milah. You wonder why?
When that happened?
I mean, I know why.
In the Parshios.
No,
straight up.
I know the whole theory behind. I mean, I know the whole.
So one of the nyanim is why? Because what makes a person have shaychus again? Bris milah is who's why is Yosef Atzadik called Yosef Atzadik?
Shomer
bris, right? With Ishes Potifar. Yeah. It's crazy, and that's how he became Atzadik. Dafka because he was stuck in that situation and he was misgaber there. Which is a big chizuk to all of us who, you know, you guys are Shana Aleph kids in Torah Shraga, the Maisa, you know, I mean, you don't have to say even more words than that. But the fact that you're wearing a yarmulke, you have to realize that you have shaykhus to that derech of Yosef HaTzadik. You have to know that Yosef HaTzadik was also in a situation like that. Yeah, Yosef HaTzadik. And that's a reality. The person has to know that. Yosef HaTzadik, yeah, he was born into a big family, yeah, but you know what happened to that big family he was born into? They sold him. And he had every right in the world to say, you know what? Forget all of this. This is what I'm doing now. And dafka because he was misgaber on a taiva with a very good-looking woman, like all the svarim say. Dafka that's became a tzaddik. So that's a big chizuk for all of us to know that, right? Va'ay dezei kablu eza shaychus la'achana. Why? Because they had a bris milah. Uvo hamitzrim lifnei paro v'yomer paro l'chol mitzrayim l'chul Yosef. They came to Paro and said, we need bread. What did Paro say to them? Don't come to me, come go to Yosef. Upeir Rashi, Shekevan Shagazar al Tvua Verakiva, Ma im Yigzar alenu vinamus. Ulachor madu yigzar alem shemus. So why was it gozer upon them that they would die? Right? Ella Mifash Asku Bachana Lamachar. Why? Because since they were Osek in Hachana, because they're Hashem, what happened? Chayed Misa. The Akum Sheshavas, like the Gemara says, what? Chayv Misa. L'chein tziv lahem Yosef, sheimolos atzmo v'lo yimusu. That's why Yosef said, what? Get a bris milah. Why? Because you have a bris milah, you have shaychus ta'achana. And he won't die from that. He'll save you. U'be'emes, Allahem b'kal sherak tivu asam herkiva v'lo mesu. Rather, what happened? Instead of them dying, what happened instead of them dying? That all their crops and everything, it rotted instead. Shemitzar hadin hayutzrichim lamus machmash asku ba'achan lamachar. Really, mitzar hadin, they were supposed to die. Why? Because it was an akum sheshavas that they did hachana. V'zeu shamar paro ma'im igzar aleinu v'namus kimosh megi'elanu. Right? The paro said to them, you guys are supposed to die. But rather, because they got a bris milah, they're sheiches ta'achana, that saved them. Okay, but now, that was a little bit deep what we just said, but just to bring that out, what we just said, was that what? The only reason why they had achana was because they were sheich to Yosef HaTzadik. Which shows that what? That through bris milah, see two things. One, by being a Jew, you could have achana. Also, through bris milah helps you have achana. Yeah? Clear?
So we have achana from birth,
exactly. Which means that you're sheich ta'achana, that's what bris milah represents. So that's why Mitzrayim, the Eitzel was that they wouldn't die. Because remember, what did we see about Haman before? He did Hachana, what happened to him?
Dies.
So why did Mitzrayim die? It's because they were Mizdabik to Yosef Atzadik. And Yosef Atzadik represents Bris. Okay? So they had like a Shmira on them. Okay? Vishorash Hachana betorah hu vaya b'yomashi ve'echinu. Like we, shishi ve'echinu. Like we said. Yeah? Like we said this past week's Parsha. B'yomashishi ve'echinu. Amnam matzinu Hachana yoser gedola. Right, but we see an even greater achana. This week's parsha, what does it say before we came to Matan Torah? Hayu nechonim l'shlosh es yamim. That what? That we prepared for 3 days. That husbands and wives separated for 3 days. Yeah?
It's like Avram for Gilad Yitzchak. Walk for 3 days.
Perfect, beautiful. Yeah, bang.
It's in this parsha, now what talks about it? Yitro.
Yeah, that's what's talking about. This week's parsha.
She sent them away for 3 days or something like that. I didn't sign a mikra already.
There you go, my man.
Part of my 2 hour.
I just read.
Vizu haisa hachana aide kedushas habris. The hachana was dafka through kedushas habris. Al tikshu el isha. That what? To not be with your wife for the next 3 days, which represents having a certain sense of kedushas habris. Ki aide kedushas habris mekablim sheiches tahachana. Because through having kedushas habris, then you have a sheiches tahachana. Yeah? Which is why Yosef gave him bris milah. I'll tell you next remez. So it says by Haman Asher Heichin Lo. So the lashon of Hachana is Heichin. What's Gematria Heichin?
85.
No.
85.
Do
yes.
It. Heichin, which
seven.
Is Hachana.
No, no, and is 50.
Yeah.
Kaf. Kaf is 20.
Yeah.
Yud is 10. Hey is
85. So Heichin is Gematria 85. Is Gematria exactly Mila? That what? When you have Mila, then you have Sheikh Estachana. Yeah, and then you could prepare stuff.
What do you think of this stuff?
Aval Haman, Harasha, Tzayis Lezeres Ishto.
Mila is like Bris Mila.
Yeah, Mila is Bris Mila. Right? Aval Haman, Harasha, Tzayis Lezeres Ishto, Vehechina Eitz. He asked Eitza from his wife, and she said, what? Go build a tree. Valo, Kol Ha'achana Hu Aide Al Tikshu Al Isha. But isn't the whole thing that what? Not to come close to your Isha? Dafka, and he took Eitzah from his Isha. Who asal hefech? V'halach achar atzas ishto lasuk b'chan. Rather, he asked Eitzah from his wife. V'lachein lo heichin. Sheheichin lo le'atzmo esmafalasa. Therefore, that's what caused him that what? It caused his own downfall because he asked his wife for achana. Which doesn't mean that you shouldn't ask your wife for Eitzah. But what it means is...
I'm just going to tell her straight up.
But what it goes is, Reb Nachman is a Torah like this. He says that basically... That you have to be mature to understand this. It says when you get Eitzah from someone, it's spiritually as if they're just as one. Just to be mature for a second, yeah. When a husband and wife are together, right? He's mashpia into her. So too, when a person gives you Eitzah, they're mashpia into you beruchnis. Yeah, Nachman speaks about this. That's what it says that the Nachash wanted to be with Chava, right? So the Ma'aseh he was with Chava. What? It says why? Because he gave an Eitzah to Chava. So he was nichnas his Eitzah into her. Eitzah is his advice. So too Haman asked from his wife Zeresh, right, for Eitzah. Which means that what? That's what his downfall was. Because Dafka, what do we do before we could be... What was our hachana from Matan Torah? In a way, to separate from our wives. Why? To be holy enough. But what did Haman do? Dafka, he asked his wife for Eitzah, and boom, that's what messed him over. Because what Haman represents, the opposite of Kedushas HaBris. Like I saw today that Haman gave one of the Eitzahs to Ahasuerus at the Suda. You know what he told Ahasuerus to do at the Suda? He said, the God of Klal Yisrael hates Znus. He hates Zonas. So load up as many prostitutes as you can, and that's where we're going to make Klal Yisrael sin. At the Suda.
That's not where they sin from.
What?
Well, my son's not where they sin from at all.
Well, that's what you think. But again, imagine being at a place like that. That wasn't their ikker sin, but there was definitely a lot of sin going there. Meaning like this, if a person puts himself in a bad situation, you're not going to like, a person goes to like, any place. A person goes to the beach and says, no, I'm just going to the beach because I love the beach. Lamaisa, you're putting yourself in a situation where you're going to see something inappropriate. Yes or no? Yes, 100%. Right? The person has to know that. Okay? Good?
Wait, so he went... He asked his wife for advice, or...
Yeah, he asked his wife for advice, and she said, go build the eights. Exactly. And that's what Dafka, he built the eights for himself. Which represents, again, what it represents that what? That he didn't make himself properly. And therefore what? He did hachana, but that's not shaykhtim hachana. Yeah? Good? V'zehu, and that's why it says in the Megillah, V'tzumu alai shloshes yom. That what? That go on fast for 3 days. Oh! Where do you see 3 days? 3 days of what? Preparation for Kabbalah Torah? 3 days of fasting also. Yeah? Shehai says zos be'atzas Esther. That was the eighth of Esther. Why? Ki Esther hu dargas ha-malchus de Kedusha. It's called in the Zohar Kaddish. What Esther represents is malchus of Kedusha. Represents Klal Yisrael. Yeah? The Kedusha of Yisrael. Okay? Kedusha sa-Shabbos. V'shaycha hi litzavas al-Hachana. And therefore, since she represents Kedusha, what happens? She's able to give Eitzah. Lehechen es atzman b'tzom shloshes yamim. Therefore, what to give Eitzah? To go fast 3 days. Kedugmas hayu nechonim l'shoshes yamim. Like we see this Parsha. The what? Preparation for 3 days. Sharei muchnim v'omdim hayu az l'kabal Torah b'ratzon. Then we were prepared to what? To be m'kabal Torah b'ratzon. Memela hutzercha hachana l'kach shloshes yamim. Therefore, we know, like it says like this, that it says in the Megillah, it says that kimu v'kiblu ayhudim, that kimu mashakiblu kvar, that we were mekayim what we were mekabel before. Because it says what? At matan Torah, we were mekabel the Torah being forced. Hashem held the mountain over it, said, accept it. And if you don't accept it, sham tei gvarskam. There is your burial place. So it's forced. So Purim is, as far as I'm saying, the what? We were mekabel it beratzam. Yeah? So Purim is what? Purim is the day of Kabbalah Satorah. So just as at Matan Torah, this Shabbos, what happened? We need 3 days of preparation. So too for Purim, to be Mekabel Torah again, we need what? 3 days of preparation. Hachana. Yeah? V'achin, hazelu mazeh hirgish az, she'oskim Yisrael ba'achana. Lachin, asa gam hu lumasam ba'achana ve'chin eitz. So therefore, Haman felt that there were that Klai Yisrael was doing Hachana, so he said that I also have to do Hachana then. Aval, Eichechola Zeres Harishal is Damos Esther. But Zeres said, oh, just as Esther gave Eitzah to Elchana, so too I'm going to give Eitzah. Halo Hazelu Mazeh Hul Hefech Mamash Elchana. But the only thing is what Esther represents Kedusha, and Zeresh, you know what Zeresh represents?
Garbage.
Mamash garbage and Tumah. She's the lowest of the low Zeresh. Right? Mamash the lowest of the lows is Zeresh. Yeah? So what happened? Vilachain Lo Heichin. Shehechin lo la'atzmos mapalaso. That what he prepared his own downfall. V'niskayim bo akum sheshavas. That an akum that keeps Shabbos means that what? He tries to do hachana. Chai misa. And that's exactly Haman. Haman was the one who did hachana. What happened? That's dafka. Like it says, Gemara says, what? Ashehechin lo hechin. That he prepared his own downfall. So what do we see from that? So we see a lot. It's a loaded Torah, no? Mamash loaded. But what the Nekuda is that you see that in order to have Achana, it comes from being Kedushas of Bris. Right? From when you have Kedushas of Bris, then you could do Achana. But the whole Nekuda of what a Goy represents, what Haman represents, is what total opposite of that. The Mamish, the polar opposite of what everything about him is arise. That's his whole Nekuda. So I'll just give you a couple of Ramazim, because you guys like Ramazim over here, yeah? So first I'll tell you, is that if you take Gematria of Hachana, what's Gematria of Hachana? Hey, Chaf, Nun, Hey. 80 is Gematria Yisod. That what? The foundation for anything you do in life, Yisod means foundation. The foundation for anything you do in life is built on the Achana that you do for it. And it all sounds be that the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik is called the Midah of Yisod. Alright? Yisod represents Kedushas HaBris. Again, saying that what Achana is the whole meaning of Kedushas HaBris. That the way you do Achana is by being Mekadesh yourself as much as you can. Yeah? So now I'll tell you a couple of awesome Ramazim here, yeah? So this.
Give it to me.
So, give it to me. So it goes like this. So if you take the word Heichen, so now you're going to spell out the word Heichen, b'miloy, okay? So that means you go like this. Spell the letter, so He, Chaf, Yud, Nun. So He is spelled He, Aleph. So you spell a He. Chaf is Chaf, Pei. Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalid. I'm sorry, He is He, Yud. He is He, Yud, okay? So, hey, Yud, Chaf Pei, Yud Vav Dalid, And Nun is Nun Vav Nun. What do you get?
232.
No, so Hey is Hey Yud.
241.
241, very good. So right what's... There. Oh, you guys are sick.
I was looking there.
Right? So what's 241?
One above a Malik.
Ah. So a Malik is 240. Right? But with Hachana, with Heichin, B'mila, it means the Shlemus of your Hachana, you go one above a Malik. And you go above them, and you take them down. And that's exactly what the Hachana is. That with our Hachana, it prepares us what? To be Makabal, to go above a Malik. To control them. Yeah? So now, if you take the word Heichin Lo. So we said Heichin is Gematria 241. So now if you take the word Lo, so Lamed Mem Dalid is 74, and Vav Yud Vav is 96. So what's 241 and 96?
307.
337 is Purim. Now what? The whole Nikud of Purim is that the way you build Purim is the Achana you do for it. To know that what? That Haman doesn't have a Sheikh as the Achana. So the way you overtake a Malik is that what? Just with Achana. What? When you prepare for something nicely, when you put your real preparation to it, and you put your kochos into it, that what? That takes you above a Malik. And Chavah, that's the opportunity we have to know that what? Purim's a big day. It's a Kabbalah Satorah. Right? The only thing in the world doesn't see it as Kabbalah Satorah. So I say, why are you preparing for Purim? It's not even Daraisa. Right? And the Kuda is that what? Because the Kabbalah Satorah rocks on. That means for the people who want Torah, you prepare for Purim. So that's what we have now, Chavah. We have Achana, but Dafka, it's not a coincidence, no, that as Shovim comes to an end, you enter into other. Because what does Shovim represent? Shovim represents Kiddush HaBris. Right? So Dafka with the Kiddush HaBris, with the Hachana of Kiddush HaBris, then you come into other. Yeah? So let me tell you something awesome. If you take the mantra Yosef, is how much?
You're killing me here.
156, very good. Right? And Yosef Tzadik. The Rupturer says this word. Tzadik is 204. So what do you get if you take the mantra Yosef plus Tzadik? Yosef Tzadik, which is what it's called.
156
plus 204. Yeah, 156
and 204.
360. 360. So Yosef Tzadik, gematria exactly, Shovim. And what the whole midah of Shovim is what? To be mekadosh yourself with Yosef Tzadik. Dafka, when you mekadosh yourself in that area of Yosef Tzadik, boom, that's what brings you into other. Yeah? That's why it goes like this. Who's Yosef compared to? It goes like this. Each month has a mazel to it. Right? For example, what's the mazel of Adar? Fish. I'm sure you've heard that before. Mazel Adar is Dagim. Right? The mazalas is Dagim. So what do Dagim represent?
Swimming.
Okay.
Life.
Okay, good. What else?
Survival.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seeing.
Good. So if you look, the bra... No, seeing us, yeah. Yeah, it goes like this. I'll tell you something awesome, yeah? So if you look... if you look at the bracha of Yosef HaTzadik, what's the bracha you get? So we sing to our children. No. Hamalach Hagoel Osimi Kara. Yivarech Es Hanar Es Anarim Vikara Ben Shmi Avram Mitzav Yaakov. Next words. V'yidgu LaRov Bekerav Haaretz. So what does V'yidgu mean?
To be.
Oh. V'yidgu LaRov means what? You should multiply like fish. V'yidgu dog. It's like fish. So what does it mean? So you see, Yosef is shaykh to fish. Why? Why is Yosef shaykh to fish? Because in the kutu of fish, that fish live up underneath. They live above the Ayin Hara. That's what it says. Right? They live above the Ayin Hara. So, but what else do you see about fish? After Yosef is shaykh to fish. Why? Because a fish represent that what also Kedusha HaBris. Why? Because Kedusha HaBris is called Pru Revu. Right? Having children, that's Kedusha HaBris. So dafka, the yid gula rov is the bracha, that what you should multiply like fish, puruvu bi kedusha. And that's why the whole inin of other is what? Maza other dugin. It's a time of kedusha sabris. Because dafka, what Haman tried to make us fall, was dafka and what? Trying to load us up with prostitutes. That's how he tried to make us sin. Why? Because he knows that what? That's how you try to trip up a Jew. But the nekuda is that we have to make ourselves to have kedusha sabris. To live above a malik. And that's who live above them. With the Hachana, again, we said before, Heichin is Gematria Mila. Hachana is Gematria Yesod. Heichin b'milo is Gematria one above Balak. Heichin lo is Gematria Purim. So this is Chever, this is what we have to do now. To Hachana, to Daven Allah, to Hashem, it's one of the biggest things. It's Hachana for Tefillah, anything. And that, again, what we said before, Hachana is Gematria Yesod. That according to the Hachana you do for Purim, is how your Purim is going to be. I mean, if you just think you're going to show up to a Purim Suda and good is going to happen, it's not going to happen. It's called Suda Sachas Reirosh. You have to make him for it. You have to daven to Hashem. The best way to make him for it, limra Torah also. Right? That's the best way you can do things. So, b'siyata shemai b'zocha, kind of the words of the Rebbe of Matel. There's a very deep Torah we just learned. Chav HaShgar for learning is strong. B'siyata shemai, we should be zocha to mekabel the Torah, b'ratzon, b'siyata shemai, and b'zocha that day of the achan of everything, of that day of Yom Shkul, Shabbos, Nucha, Chalim, the covered Shabbos, Kodesh.